The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:02 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to hang out with us, the Astros, with a big win, 8-3. They've taken the first two. Play again. It's
Boom!
It's Greinke today. How about Greinke?
Suck it, Red Sox. Oh, you mean Whoa. Zach Greinke, the guy with a 2.03 ERA the last 20 games? Well, total 20 games. And one of the league leaders in runners per inning. That Zach Greinke?
Yeah.
The one coming off a complete game?
Yeah.
Who has complete games anymore?
Greinke. That's it.
Are you going
the list is Greinke.
Are you going to remove your nickname from Greinke?
Yeah. No, when he's bad, he's stinky.
Well, he
when he's good, he's
Greinke. Mean the guy who's probably going to be an all-star?
When he's bad, he's stinky. Only when he's bad.
Don't you think it's disrespectful? Like, he needs to be perfect every time you watch him?
No. Only when he's bad.
By the way, he needs to throw 400 innings, too.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Greinke didn't live up to your expectations every game, now it's stinky Greinke.
Should I just go Oda Stinky?
I don't think you should
switch it to Jake.
I don't think you should be using names like that for your players.
That's a long Houston tradition that we have. We're supposed to do that. We're supposed to do a play
over easy.
Play on names.
Oda Greasy?
A play on words with the names of our players.
Over Greasy? What are we calling him?
Over Easy.
Oh.
Yeah, Greinke against Eduardo Rodriguez today.
Who is not great.
Who is, no.
And the bats are.
And how about?
The bats are pretty, all of a sudden Yordan is hitting the ball really hard.
Really
all
hard.
Of a sudden it looks like he's a little locked in. Correa's locked in. Uncle Mike, good luck today, Red Sox. Good luck today, Sox. I'm sick of the Sox not being able to hit these cheetahs. Excuse me? Did you just call somebody a cheater?
Yeah. So
team with Alex Cora as your manager?
So McCullers goes tonight. My information was bad. I thought he was going to throw a bullpen tonight, and then Saturday he was going to start. He's actually starting tonight for the Skeeters. Be a nice night to go out to the Skeeters game, watch Lance McCullers, see how he is.
I hope he pitches well so we can get a head start on the slander for Dusty Baker when we make his decision for him about who he's dropping out of the rotation. McCullers pitches well, looks healthy. We know he's coming back up, and then we can start. Man, Dusty, you suck for whichever way he goes in terms of dropping a guy.
Now, he pitches tonight, okay? So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, he could pitch Tuesday against the Rangers, which is Odorizzi's start.
Perfect.
You think that works out perfectly?
Perfect, yeah. When you were gone, Dell was going after Odorizzi. I liked Dell's energy.
What did I do?
He sat there. He went in this old Jake Odorizzi thing. Like, he was a big Astros fan, and he was very anti-Odorizzi. I liked it. I liked his energy.
It was more
only relative to Luis Garcia.
They got a win last night.
It was more only relative. It was relative. Like, why is this even a discussion? Let the guy who's really good pitch, and the other guy find a spot for him in the bullpen.
And this is after a really bad game.
And I said the problem was the bullpen needs all the help it can get. So we're going to drop a subpar pitcher there, and hopefully he works out. But I don't care if it comes down to it. Odorizzi, whatever you guys decide to call him, he should not be pitching over Luis Garcia.
No.
Yesterday, I don't care about
Jake. He was just Jake. He was good.
That's Jake from State Farm, whatever we want to call him. He should not be pitching ahead of Luis Garcia.
No. You mean the guy who's 4-0, the 1-5-0 the last four games? Get him out of here. Get into the pen.
Yeah. Dusty.
Let's see less of that guy.
Chew on that toothpick and then make the decision.
That's a hard sell.
Odorizzi down to the road in the bullpen.
That's a hard sell.
What's the hard sell?
No, it's a hard sell to take a guy who's pitching the way Garcia is and to say, sorry, kid, just don't quite have enough. And he'd say, what about Urquidy? Get his ass out of here. Look what he did last game.
Urquidy?
Go ahead and find my worst game.
He's taking my Urquidy out. Okay? Ain't taking him out of the rotation.
He ain't taking Garcia out.
No. It'll be if he wins his sixth straight now.
Urquidy could be
this
the
weekend.
Guy. Who knows?
If he wins his sixth straight this weekend,
what are you going to do with him? You really going to send that back? I don't think you'll do McCullers. Not after the money you gave him. Zach Greinke is not a Fromber's not. Then it would become what? Urquidy or Odorizzi? Then it's one of those two. And what if your guy gets kicked to the pen? for Odorizzi.
My Keady ain't going nowhere.
He'll be talking a little differently if it's an Urquidy Odorizzi debate.
And all of a sudden he'll get real flagrant.
Yeah, talking about how crappy Odorizzi is. Watch. Don't challenge. John, it's all easy now when it's a Garcia Odorizzi decision. Wait till it's an Urquidy Odorizzi decision.
We ain't even having that Urquidy discussion. All right. We ain't entertaining that discussion.
Cy Urquidy has
not
to
here.
Go down to the pen.
Cy Urquidy. That's his name. Cy Urquidy.
So good news. I mentioned good news locally. I think Jose Cruz Jr. overnight was named the Rice baseball coach, the head coach of Rice, the
That's
manager.
That's correct. Good for him.
The manager of Rice. Yeah, great for Cruz Jr. He played his baseball at Rice. His brother played baseball at Rice. Crucito was here, played high school here. Really happy for Jose Cruz Jr., trying to get him on the air, and that's great for him. I asked you a question, and I knew the answer would be no. You've never heard of House of Highlights, mm-hmm. and that's not that unusual. Dell, are you familiar with House of Highlights?
I'm aware of their stuff.
Okay. So House of Highlights is big on Instagram. You know, it was started back in a dorm room in 2014 in, like, South Florida. A guy by the name of Omar Raja. He was at University of Central Florida, dorm room in 14. And the concept was simple. People loved highlights, which Raja provided in abundance. But he also ventured into content that no one else was covering at the time. Memes, player celebrations, amateur trick shots, and more. Now, I know about House of Highlights because Alec is a big follower. He gets a lot of his basketball stuff from House of Highlights. How many followers on Instagram do you think they have?
The House of Highlights?
Yeah. You never heard of them.
Never heard of them. I don't know. I have no idea. 9 million.
No, they have 24 million followers, mm-hmm. which is more than ESPN, CBS, and Fox combined. House of Highlights has more. This is why we have to really take into account Gen Z and millennials from a purchasing standpoint. They're the next big consumers. They are big consumers right now. 24 million, which is more than, I'm going to say it again, ESPN, CBS, and Fox. They are more influential than LeBron James. There's more direct engagement than LeBron James has on his pages. People respond and engage more than LeBron followers and Steph Curry followers. This is the group, and 50% more than 50% of their followers are under the age of 24. And one of the things they found is that the influencers frequently get just as much, if not more, interaction and engagement than NBA superstars like LeBron and Steph Curry. This is where, quote unquote, the showdown franchise comes in. While professional sports leagues like the NFL, NBA, and MLB attempt to attract the younger audience by retrofitting the way their games are played and delivered, House of Highlights sees an opportunity to attract viewership by changing the sports at a fundamental level. Here's a wild stat. NFL and Major League Baseball games last more than 3 hours on average, yet have just 11 and 18 minutes of live action respectively, meaning 90% of time spent watching an NFL or MLB game is without live action. Instead, House of Highlights believe the answer to winning Gen Z and millennial appointment viewing is through live, action-dense, high-stake competitions with creators and influencers as the athletes. This is not going to sit well with many of you listening when I tell you this. This is the Jake Paul. I mean, so right now, I know about this because I follow this one guy who's kind of a goofy guy at Baton Rouge named Cole Siraj, I think his name is. He does dances, and he's just kind of a goofy guy. He was just involved in a big fight coming up with YouTubers versus TikTokers, and they're having boxing matches. And these things are getting tons of views. They've held two competitions so far, House of Highlights, a golf challenge and a knockout competition where influencers competed against each other for $100,000 cash prizes. The idea is to pick a backyard competition that is relatable, raise the stakes through cash prizes, and drum up social engagement by pitting Gen Z's favorite influencers against each other. And it's working. The knockout event, and I think they mean basketball knockout, earlier this year was the most watched live stream in House of Highlights history, and the contest generated from both from both competitions has generated more than 100 million views across social media platforms. Go ahead and do the math on that, on the viewership you're getting on NBA playoffs, on the viewership you're getting on World Series in Major League Baseball. Games of knockout and whatever a golf challenge is with YouTube and TikTokers is actually more viewed. It's having more of an impact. People, a 22-year-old is more likely to buy something from a YouTube influencer than from LeBron James. It's just fact at this point. And they talked about PewDiePie is the one that they talked, which I've known about this guy for a long time. He's been a big deal, actually, for a long time. They started off this article saying they didn't know who he was. He has 110 million subscribers and is more popular than LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Elon Musk. He's also more well-liked. Of course, for a while, he was not very well-liked. You probably never heard of him. I hadn't either. But more importantly, this highlights the generational shift we see with media, sports, and more generally society. Well, yeah, he just did videos.
Don't come at me. I know who he is, but I don't know what he does.
You know what he does.
He
does not reaction videos, but he does live streaming video game where he also talks.
Well, John, if you'd like to see a high-stakes dodgeball game next Friday for $250K, what Lance is talking about, House of Highlights will have a live dodgeball game between four teams worth $250,000 next Friday at 7.
I would like to watch that.
Yeah, it is teams of people you've never heard of, but they're five teams, I assume, influencers, Twitch people, YouTube people, whatever. But they're going to play for $250K.
Yeah.
See, the NIL thing is all cute.
This PewDiePie is, so they took that show about the game being made. There's a show on, is it Netflix or about a game being, you watch it.
They make a game.
And yeah, the guy from Always Sunny is in it.
Mythic Quest.
They took that character, the kid that rates the games, and they took it from PewDiePie?
Oh, I don't know. They may have. It wasn't him.
It's a character like him, I would imagine. Because isn't that what this guy does?
No. PewDiePie actually plays, I think. I mean, unless I'm getting confused with Ninja. But, you know, maybe he's just a... No. They probably took that kid that they had in there, the young kid. They probably took that from somebody who's actually doing that right now. That's probably... It's either they're doing that to be so over the top, or it's actually happening right now where there's 11 and 12 or 12-year-old influencers that are making that much money by rating video games. That's probably a real deal. There's probably a kid making millions by giving his thoughts on video games on a well-produced YouTube channel. That's actually probably a thing. But what I'm telling you is the idea that LeBron James, we've seen this with radio. You have so many people who are looking now at, you know, we have to battle against, people think satellite radio. We battle against, podcasts. And the LeBron Jameses of the world, the Steph Currys, the Dame Lillards, the James Hardens, they're always going to get their money from an advertising standpoint, but there's going to be a lot of advertisers who start to realize the money is going with influencers, not professional athletes. It's going with the influencers. And these guys who are playing collegiate sports, if they're also really good with TikTok channels and things like that, they will quit their sport. It's not going to be about NIL where they do both.
No.
They'll just quit their sport and they'll just go straight volleyball. I mean, you know, dodgeball games for a bunch of money and run their TikTok channels. Because they're going to say, why am I busting my ass in practice when I can go make millions right now instead of this $25,000 NIL?
916 ESPN 975-7378-0-3776, the number to hang out with us here. We will recap. We got basketball, football. We got Texans. We got NBA with a Rocket story as well. And we got baseball. We'll get back to that on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah. All right, 919 ESPN 975-7037-803776. The headlines, the Texans will not have minicamp, and it's the worst decision in NFL history. So many outraged talk show hosts. Oh, but I heard Johnny Harris. I flipped over to see, you know, the Texans do a show every night, and he and Mark Vandermeer do a show, a Texans show. John, you want to talk about pissed off? Johnny Harris was pissed off at all the people who were pissed off. It was a great 4 weeks, and they got such great participation, and so they're going to take a couple of days off, and everybody's pissed about this decision, and he was mad. Johnny was mad that people were mad. I mean, the response from, listen, I get it. This team was 4 wins. This team is crap. This team has all new players. This team has mostly all new coaching staff. I mean, so did they need the 2 days? Yes. Would the 2 days have helped? Yes. Is it illogical to take these 2 days off? Yes. It's the Texans. They're still going to suck. I mean, even if they work that extra 2.5 days, they're still going to suck.
I don't think you approach it that way. Like, we're going to suck. What are we even doing this?
You also don't approach it. Well, we're going to negotiate with our players about a mandatory minicamp.
No.
You don't do that either.
When they did that.
So everything that they do is wrong. So,
well, which one is it? Well, it can't be both.
Well, yeah, we're going to suck. We'll just take off.
John, just think.
But you said they negotiate with their players.
No, they did that too. Listen, yeah, they did that too. No, I think the Texans are going about it the wrong way.
I just think they should have just brought them back, had a couple practices, turned practice 3 into a team bonding event. Go to the Astros or whether it won't
go
be there.
Bowling or whatever.
Go bowling. Go to a movie theater. Yeah. Rent a movie theater out. I know it's not camp, and you'll have a chance to do that in training camp too. But just a chance to say, hey, our standard is going to be to put in work. We know we've had guys who don't practice all the time, and it's been an issue here on this team, because behind the scenes it actually has been a major issue, especially at the wide receiver position. It's been a major issue, and it's been an issue Deshaun has had to work around, having guys he's there in practice, and guys like Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins, Kenny Stills, they just didn't practice a lot of times, and it was an issue for Deshaun. At one point I was told that it was something that was a concern because the timing issues. And so you don't want to set a standard of you just don't practice. They've already eliminated a lot of the practice in football. Practice is important. I mean, it really is. It's reps. It's an opportunity to get better with guys on the field. And I think there's a smart way and there's a not a smart way. I think you want to eliminate the amount of physical stuff while still working on contact tackling and things like that. I mean, it's not – people go over the top like too much practice, not enough practice. There is a happy medium that can be had where you can do it efficiently.
They just have 4 weeks, though, with everybody together.
Yeah, I know, and that's a good point, too. 4 weeks of OTAs, which OTAs aren't – this is not –
No.
This is not rocket
science. Most everybody there working out, getting to know each other, working on the offense. Now, let's not forget, last year they had none of this. And I heard that was just one of the points. Justin Blacklock has not had one mini camp. He's been there 2 years now, and there's no mini camp. He just had 4 weeks with guys. I mean, really? That this is going now? His development, man. He's never going to get good because he just hasn't had a mini camp.
I'm just upset
he didn't have that 2.5 days.
I'm upset they didn't give the team leaders like Philip Lindsay, you know, the guys who have established themselves as career winners, a chance to vote on which movie they got to see, like Cruella or Quiet Place 2. That could have been something that was a bonding thing.
I don't think it would have been Cruella.
You don't know what they're into. I don't know.
They are Gen Z.
Yeah, I just think it's a missed opportunity to, you know, get their leaders in front of the team. Who are you again? Oh, you're Philip, right? You're one of our team leaders?
Leader.
Yeah, maybe Christian Kirksey can get involved and he can vote. I just wish they would have had, you know, because the best teams are player-driven. So I wish they would have given those guys a chance to vote on which movie to watch. I think they missed an opportunity.
Philip Lindsay's team light-skinned, right? Was he going to be a leader?
Well, Steph Curry's team light-skinned. He can be a leader. What do you mean? What's wrong with you? You don't think,
golly, Juanito, golly.
You don't think a
Why
team
so
leader can
team
be light-skinned
skin right now?
What's wrong with
no,
you?
No, I mean,
you don't think they're going to listen to him?
I don't know. Is the guy who was 9-40 in college.
Kyle Mateus.
And he's won
21 and 30 in college.
Part of
three losing seasons in the NFL.
He's a good player, though. He's a hard worker.
But he told us.
Y'all need to put some respect on Phil Lindsay's
name. No, but he told us that 2 days off was voted on because.
That man said the team made the right decision. Because, he told you.
Because they know what winning takes. What
Wait,
do you know
he
about
know
it?
What winning takes?
He said a lot of us have been in the league a long time.
He's been in the league three years. What's he talking about? And they know what winning takes.
3 years, it got cut, didn't even get through his second deal?
Look.
What?
I'm just saying, putting the team's practice in their hands seemed like a good idea. Oh, you mean you came together with the players and they suggested less practice? That's surprising. That you put it in a player's hands like, practice ain't necessary. We're good. Don't worry about it. Get this trash team out of my face.
It's not something to go too crazy about. I mean, you can have an opinion and even a strong opinion, but yeah, going too crazy about a 3-day camp.
Come on.
I want a good team. I don't say that, you know, for me personally, I don't buy into where they're going to be bad. Might as well not even practice. Like, that's definitely not or what difference is it going to make? I don't think you should take an existentialist view of the Houston Texans if you run the team. But I also don't think you should be saying, well, we got with the players and we've decided as a group, we've negotiated some things, some terms with them. And that's also not the right answer. Nick Caserio needs to have a strong way of building his team and you stick with it. But one of the things may be he wants to keep it light and he wants to, you know, this may be a calculated effort too, where he says, I know what we were going to do in camp. Wasn't going to make a big difference, and I feel like we will get these players more excited. When players get time off, they get really hyped. It doesn't mean they get better, but we all see the videos of how excited players get. You tell a team that they don't have to come to camp the next week, and now they can go have a little vacation, a mini vacation before they got to be in camp on July 27th. That's, you know, I'm sure it made a lot of guys happy. Maybe that curries favor to David Culley.
You think the team is in a good mindset, like before your first mini camp practices, you're trying to find motivations for them to show up to practice when the volunteer stuff? You think, we're trying to make sure you guys get in here. So what can we do to make sure you guys want to come do some football stuff?
Again, all those guys, the only guys that didn't show up are Texans that have been here. Everybody else that's trying to make the team, that's trying to get a starting position, all of the new guys, they all were there.
Do you think
because they have to be with a new coaching staff?
Well, do you think this coaching staff got the impression that participation wouldn't have been very high unless they made the deal?
I know. How could you? Again, you have a whole new team. Those guys all have to make an impression on the staff.
Then why are you making the deal?
I have no idea. No idea. Again, you don't have to make a deal with this team. Yeah, first of all, you had 4 wins. You don't have any leverage as a player. Secondly, you're all new guys. You don't have any leverage with the coaching staff. You have zero leverage. There was no reason to make any deals with this team. None. No reason whatsoever.
Well, I do think that
Against the coaches negotiating with players.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. But David Culley, I think it's interesting. He said he and the players made this decision. My guess is Caserio had to be on board with that, obviously. But that's what makes me think for David Culley to say that, that feels like I think David Culley David Culley cannot make that decision without Nick Caserio.
No,
there's no way.
Well, we know he's a bad decision maker.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
So David Culley, who is saying that he made that decision along with the veterans on the team or the leadership on the team, this might actually be something to, you know, rally the players around the coach. And they say, hey, why don't you tell them this is your decision? Why don't, you know what? Or maybe David came to Nick Caserio and Nick Caserio gave the go-ahead, and whatever the case may be. If the players want to play for the coach, I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. How did Tronic Curry Favor work for Jack when he asked Laramie Tunsil for help?
Not great.
So I
don't think it worked great when other coaches had to try to curry favor with Laramie Tunsil either to get into practice.
I get it. You want to get guys on your side, but you know what? If you're 1-5 to begin the year, you think people are like, wow, man, I really appreciate David Culley not having us practice. That stuff goes out the window really quickly. These hoes ain't loyal. The players are going to remember the couple days of practice they had off if they stink and they don't think the coach knows what he's doing.
And if you want to know the truth, the leaders – so-called leaders should have said, no, man, we're a four-win football team. We're all new here. We're all new coaching staff. We need this. And if they were real leaders, they would have said that, as opposed to, you're right, I get to one, two, three, Cancun. No, they should have said, no, we're a team that needs to, Tampa Bay won the title, and they're out there at minicamp. Kansas City had its minicamp. You know what? Those are the best teams. You know what they're doing? They're practicing. You know what we need to do? We need to practice. Nah.
Then that just makes you a – you know what you are then? Then you're the brown-nosing student who's like,
no,
can we have
you're
a pop
a leader.
Quiz?
You're
no,
a leader.
Then you're Philip Lindsay like, can we have a pop quiz to make sure that we've learned all of our stuff? And all the other students are like, what a little bitch.
Mm. No.
I can't believe you just got us this
pop
quiz.
It's the NFL, and you suck. You sucked last year. Most of you guys have been cut by your teams. It's a new coach. You need to learn.
Well, a coach has to say that, not a brown-nosing.
No, like, as a leader needs to say, you know what we need? We need to practice.
You want a new guy on the team to say, Philip Lindsay or whoever?
No,
or
how about
Lawson?
A guy? How about a Justin Reed? How about a Justin Reed says that?
Justin
no,
Reed
we
says,
sucked here. We got
like,
to practice.
What?
That's right. That's what a leader does. That's what a leader does. And you know what they got?
What if
none of that.
What if Dell said, you know what? This show needs to be better. I suggest we start going to noon. And Dell takes a leadership position. Are you in favor of
that's
that?
That's a little different.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just asking. Don't let him off the hook.
No.
Do you want
that's
us
not the
to do
same.
That?
No.
Or if he says, you know what? We need to work 4th of July.
How about we have a meeting and we better the show? Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
No, let's play. Let's do more radio.
What? No,
we
2 days.
We need more practice.
This is 2.5 days. It ain't every day.
More,
one,
and more radio.
What Adele said 4th
that's
of July
not the same,
we should
because more radio. Would
4th of July, that's a dumb idea.
That would be like saying, hey, let's have longer practices. They're not saying have longer practices.
No,
they're just saying
just
show
more.
Up more.
They're just show. How about they get
that's
two,
different.
Two
you
days
can't,
to work?
You can't use that.
2 days to work
because
to get
honestly,
better. And you four, know what? That's five, like our putting in 1 hour on a meeting.
Because
see,
that's
now
true.
You're a little bit outraged about
no,
this.
No, because honestly,
a little bit.
Yeah.
5 hours.
Because, change. Now Johnny Harris is going to have to get
different,
after you
though.
For your outrage.
No,
it's
not,
different.
No, I'm not outraged about it. I think, again, just like the Astros, the leaders in that clubhouse should have stepped up and said, we got to stop cheating. Jose Altuve should have stopped it, nipped it in the bud. Leaders on a team take over, and they say, no, we need to work harder. We need that practice. Instead of, woohoo, 1, 2, 3, Cancun.
Who's the lead? Once again, who's the leaders on the team?
Justin Reed
Philip
needs to
Lindsay.
Step up and
that's
say that.
That's the leader.
Well, who else?
Jeez.
Tunsil didn't even show up for this crap.
Tunsil's
no, because
like,
it's voluntary.
Right. Thanks.
So Tunsil ain't
no.
What?
Did you not see that he got his contract?
9:32.
Tunsil ain't going to put that work in on voluntary.
9:32.
What's
Gilbert's
wrong
on,
with you?
Gilbert's on hold. We got to get his thoughts on this Texan stuff.
You see, I still can't believe you think Philip Lindsay can't lead because he's team light skinned.
I don't know what the other guys going to say. Let's talk right now about Champion Energy. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my peeps over Champion Energy. They've been my peeps forever now. It's been, I don't know, a dozen years. Love those guys. I love what the Champion Energy has done for me over the years. Saved me so much money. I walk into the house and it's freezing in the afternoon. I'm like, so? Ain't no big deal. You know what? I'm going to be cool in here. You know why? Because I'm paying less. I don't care. Here's the deal. If you're looking for the best way to save money every single month, like I have over a dozen years, and what energy company tells you, hey, your deal is up. We've got a better rate for you. What? Oh, the other ones try to hide that and just make you keep on paying the rate that you're paying until you find, hey, wait a minute. My contract's up. I want a better deal. Okay, then they're forced to do it. Not mine. Mine always tells me there's a better deal out there for you right now. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. You want that kind of energy company? That's the one I got. champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, come on, man. All right, 35 after. Gilbert's on hold. Let's see what we teased it. Let's see what Gilbert's snoring, how snoring's going today. What's up, Gilbert?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Gilbert, what's going
on? The ball game last week.
You went to the ball game? What ball game?
Astros game. Last game against the Boston Red Sox.
You went? You went to the game?
Yep.
Who got you tickets? What happened?
My friend JJ got the ticket. He got up to get a wheelchair. So they pushed me around anyway, you know.
Oh, you had to get a wheelchair to get pushed?
I can't walk that good anyway, you know.
You can't walk anymore too good?
What's going on? What's happening when you fell?
Every time I walk, I breathe real hard, heavy, you know.
Well, so you're not riding your bike around either?
No, it's too hot right now. I can ride a bicycle, but I can't walk, you know.
Yeah.
Did you?
It's too far to walk from the stadium to the street, you know.
Yeah.
Gilbert, did
you walk in it?
Yeah.
Did you get hurt when you? I remember you. Like, that's not an issue still, is it?
That you fell? Remember when you fell off your bike?
What?
Remember when you fell off your bike? Are you still hurt? Do you still hurt, or are you better?
I'm better now. I'm better.
What happened after you fell off your bike?
I got the dehydrated and I got pneumonia.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
and you went to hospital. I'm just making sure that...
Fell in a puddle,
I just make sure that didn't... I think you already had pneumonia, but... okay, so, Gilbert, you got to go to an Astros game. How'd you like it? Who'd you watch pitch?
What? Yeah, I like it. I enjoy myself anyway.
Yeah.
Are you watching? Like, watching the Astros this year?
Yeah, watching the game. I went to the game last week. You know?
Well,
yeah.
No, I know that, but, like, how do you...
Do you watch them every night?
Yeah, watching right now, yeah.
What are your thoughts on the team right now?
I think we got a chance to go to the World Series.
Think? Yeah, I like it.
Do you have an opinion on what we've been talking about with Jake Odorizzi versus Luis Garcia?
I don't like boxing anyway.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate.
Gilbert, when you go to the game, what do you get to eat there? What do you like? Do you get a hot dog?
I got a hot dog and some popcorn. That's about it.
Popcorn. That's it. That's what you like. That's it. Not nachos or nothing. Nothing like that.
No, they're too expensive.
Oh, the hot dog was a $1 hot dog night.
No, the day game. Thursday was a day game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
What's the matter with you?
Sorry, I didn't realize it was the day game.
It was a day game.
Yeah, but they lost that game.
Well, he still went.
I know, but they lost that game.
I'm going to try this again. Hey, what do you think about Jake Odorizzi versus Luis Garcia for the rotation spot?
Yeah. He doesn't like boxing.
We'll see what he says.
I like boxing, all right?
Okay.
I told you.
Just making sure I heard that right.
Stop asking me about
my question wasn't fighting.
If there's a Luis Garcia, it must be a boxing match.
It's fair. Okay. I'm not saying it's not fair, but I... Okay. I'm just making sure.
I don't like that sport anyway.
Why don't you like boxing, Gilbert?
You don't like boxing, okay?
Well, okay.
Simple enough. I like it back in the old days,
you know.
But you,
boxing was better.
You used to like boxing. Sugar Ray Leonard, you liked him.
No, George Foreman and Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Bill Frazier, that was a good old boxing day.
Yeah, those were good heavyweight.
Yeah.
Good heavyweight.
You didn't like Sugar Ray?
No.
You didn't?
Thomas Hearns?
Yeah. Hitman? No?
All right, Dan. Well, talk to you later.
Okay.
Wait. What else? You got anything else to say, Gilbert?
Yeah. Keep those egg rolls frying.
Keep those egg rolls frying.
There you go.
He didn't like the line of questioning, so he was like,
he don't want to talk boxing.
He exited right there.
Luis Garcia versus Jake Odorizzi? I don't like boxing. I don't like it either.
Those are two...
Those sound like boxing.
Do you think Jake Odorizzi got confused with Jake Paul?
No, I think Luis Garcia changed it for him.
I could see, that sounds like a fight that's in the Great Western Forum. Jake Odorizzi versus Luis Garcia.
Yeah.
Maybe a featherweight matchup.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I could see that, but.
That's good stuff. Gilbert got wheeled around, too, at the game. And he got,
Now, when he said, I have a hard time breathing when I walk. I'm like,
doesn't
necessarily mean that you're hurt. It could just be substantially out of shape.
Well, yeah.
But he's a bike rider, so probably not.
No, probably. That's probably it. Yeah. He's got diabetes, too, don't forget. So.
I breathe hard when I walk upstairs. Like,
when you talk on a phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get Joe in here before we take a break.
He definitely has sleep apnea.
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
I got to follow the best caller in radio history?
Yes. Yeah, that's tough. I know it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be I'll do my best, man. I think the Texans cancel minicamp or whatever because they peaked. They peaked. This is the best they can do. This is the best they can do with their talent. If they start the season Sunday, they go ahead and win their two games. You know, the best I'm hoping for in this lost season is we get a couple Christian Woods, man. Some two guys that can play out of their mind and get a big contract. I think I'm hoping for we get two Christian Woods in this Texans season. But as far as the Astros, it's so nice that they're rolling. I don't care about the cheating scandals. It's been going on forever, for 100 years. I'm happy that my team can go into Fenway Park and say, who's your daddy? And then my team can go into Yankee Stadium and say, who's your daddy? Mm. That's all I got, guys. You guys have a good one.
Well, I'm with you. They lost two out. They lost two out of three to the Yankees. But yeah,
to the Yankees. But the Red Sox, they're slapping them around.
No.
They own the Red Sox.
They own them. They own them.
And I'm with them. Glad. And all I care about, honestly, I've noticed that the boos have subsided too. Have you noticed that?
Well, he got booed when he hit the homer, but that's
I'm not hearing the mass. And there's more people in the stadium.
Well, the Red Sox.
I'm not hearing the mass.
The Red Sox.
How can the Red Sox?
They can't do that. Especially, well, but Cora said he was a little disappointed. Even Alex Cora said he was a little taken aback at how aggressive the fans were with the Astros. He was part of that, you idiots.
Well,
he wasn't
why.
Only part of it. He got suspended for a year for it, you idiots. Your guy that you cheer when he walks out of the mound to make a pitching change was one of the co-conspirators in it.
Yeah.
And you're pissed at the Astros? Come on. I mean, this thing is so hypocritical. I've never seen more hypocritical. And Jeff Passan wrote... Jeff Passan wrote an article about, here's the 20 things about the scandal, about the spider attack stuff that you need to know. I mean, it's how big a deal is it? Well, presumably everyone can agree that if a rule is codified but not being enforced, it warrants an explanation. They're cheating Jeff Passan.
This is so soft.
It's so, oh my. It's no, so because it's the Yankees. And
I didn't like the Astros. He didn't like the people running the Astros.
Some idiot woman was on with the Mad Dog.
I don't take no orders from the woman, by the way.
She goes, this is Gerrit Cole. It's just because he's the Yankee starter. Let's not forget, he benefited in 2017 from the Astros cheating. Dumbass, he wasn't with the Astros in 2017, so you're stupid, okay? And it's only because he's the Yankees ace that he's getting all this heat. That's why.
No, it's because people
he's
are finally
cheating.
Because people are finally cracking down on it because there's more videos out there of it now, and it's more obvious than ever before. And the numbers are different from a spin rate standpoint. I mean, she doesn't know. I'm not paying attention to that.
I don't take no orders from the woman, by the way.
I don't take no baseball from knowledge. Well, Jessica Mendoza can tell me stuff.
Yeah, Jessica Mendoza.
She's sharp. Yeah. 944 ESPN 97.5, 713-780. Lance's last segment, which ended peacefully for you yesterday.
Mm-hmm. No, it didn't.
No, the day before it ended peacefully.
Oh, it was the day.
But yesterday was multiple shots across the board.
Well, because, I mean, were you just... Oh, wait a minute. It's a little early.
You can't get it away. It's a preview.
It's a preview. That's all.
Okay.
It's a tease is what I'd call it.
We will say goodbye to Lance after the next segment right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Garrett, did you use anything differently or any different products than you normally would have because of what's going on tonight or from previous starts?
You know, I hesitated yesterday on the specificity of the question because I just don't think this is the forum to discuss, you know, those kinds of things. Like I mentioned in, you know, answer to Lindsay's question that there's appropriate time for players to discuss those things, and I'll keep it to that forum.
What is the appropriate forum?
That was Cousin Greg from Succession.
It kind of was. It sounded just like Cousin Greg. That's not the appropriate forum. What? You mean a press with the media asking you a direct question about using spider tack?
So Garrett,
it's not the appropriate. What's the appropriate forum? What is that?
So Garrett, what you're saying is that you. So once again, even though this isn't the forum, who told you this? Who did you tell about the spider tack? Did you use it?
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
No, it's easy. It's yes or no. Did you use spider tack?
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Yes or no. That's to be honest, it's yes or no answer.
No, that's not the forum.
Yeah,
that's the new answer.
That's not the forum.
This isn't the forum to put that out there.
How concerned are you guys right now about Kanye being on vacation with Irina Shayk?
Why would I be concerned?
Zero.
Well, who is that? For the
model.
The model, Russian model. She was with Bradley Cooper. Yeah.
She had a child with Bradley Cooper, I think.
Yeah. No. That's her.
Right? So he can finally hook up with Lady Gaga or whatever?
She's
Russian?
Yeah, Russian.
That doesn't look Russian to me.
Well, it kind of looks Russian.
She's a Russian model.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't look Russian-y.
Yeah, she looks Russian-y. Southern Russia.
Oh,
why, okay. She's tan?
Yeah, to specify.
Southern Russia.
She's from South Russia.
Look at that. I mean, he had Kim and now he's got this? That ain't fair.
What do you mean it's not fair?
It's not fair.
Why?
Well, but here's the problem. Are you guys worried about Kim and Kanye's marriage?
I was never worried about their marriage when they were together.
Oh, I guess you're not. You don't have Christian values. Worried about somebody's marriage falling apart?
No,
because
I do have Christian values. I mind my business.
Wait, is that a Christian value to mind your own business?
Actually, no, it isn't at all.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get in people's business.
Yeah, all the time.
Right.
That doesn't really.
That's not all the time.
Oh, please. What Christians have you been around?
Yeah, a lot.
They're always in people's business.
And they just
asking questions
in the cut.
And never ask questions about what's going on.
We don't judge.
The Christians,
we don't judge people.
Christians are the religious version of the HOA.
That's not bad. That's a pretty good line, Dale.
That is not the truth.
It is.
I just worried about the marriage. That's all. It was going so well, and now all of a sudden this.
It wasn't going so well. They've been divorced for a while or separated for a while. It's
been
over.
Yeah, but you would think that there could be some reconciliation.
No. In fact, I haven't thought one second about it.
There's no chance that was going to last long term.
I mean,
which one are you talking about? Kim and Kanye, or are you talking about Bradley
Kim and
Cooper?
Kanye.
Was never a chance.
They were together
last.
For what? Yeah. A decade or so? No, only 7 years. But whatever. Good for them, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that was a long, much longer. That hit the over.
Yeah.
There's no question that hit the over.
People thought that thing would have been over in 6 months. Yeah. Like they thought it was going to be a Chris Humphries type.
Wait, they were there? Just they were together for a decade?
Well, they had three kids. They 7 years. They got married. I don't know how long.
I was going to say, not 10.
No, well, I don't know how long they've been together. They've been married since 14. They might have been together a decade. That's a good run. You want to spend more than 10 years with someone?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Hey, something we haven't talked about is Mets first baseman Pete Alonso said Wednesday that he disagrees with Major League Baseball's crackdown on pitcher-friendly foreign substances. Now, this is a hitter saying, I don't like that they're cracking down on, you know, on spider tack and stuff like that.
Well, no, from the hitter's point of view, Schilt said this, the manager of the Cardinals. He said, okay, take it out of the game and see how many fastballs get away from pitchers.
There's a big difference between having better grip on a ball and being able to manipulate spinners.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it can be worked on. I think the cover of the baseball and how you get baseballs ready to be put into play.
Right.
What is an acceptable across-the-board solution for grip? That can be legislated. When you've got stuff that's being used to intentionally break off curveballs and stuff, and it's breaking sharper and it's causing more strikeouts and lower scoring, that's obviously an issue. But here's what he said. He doesn't like the crackdown on that. He said the larger issue facing the sport is the league's manipulation of baseballs depending on the free agent class, a theory he presented as fact. Quote, The biggest concern is Major League Baseball manipulates the baseball year in and year out, depending on the free agent class or guys having or guys being in an advanced part of their arbitration, Alonso said during a video conference. Asked in a follow-up question if the idea of MLB manipulating baseballs based on free agent class is something players talk about and believe in, Alonso replied, "Oh no, that's a fact." He continued, "In 2019, there was a huge class of free agent pitchers, and then that's, quote, unquote, the juice balls. And then 2020 was a strange year with the COVID season. But now that we're back to playing a regular season with a ton of shortstops or position players that are going to be paid a lot of money, like high-caliber players, I mean, yeah, that's not a coincidence. It's definitely something they do." What he's basically saying is Major League Baseball is trying to price fix by making it harder for people to hit this year because of the high-profile shortstops, and that they made it harder on the good pitchers by juicing the ball.
And
he's saying that Major League Baseball is intentionally not even colluding, I guess, with themselves.
Manipulating, yeah.
To say, let's manipulate this baseball so we can try to somehow keep player salaries in line.
Yeah. And?
And then he is signed QAnon at the bottom.
And?
And he said he wants to go by
Is it a coincidence?
He said he wants to go by Q Alonso. No, that's literally something exactly. Did you watch the QAnon doc or Into the Storm?
No.
Okay, this is exactly like something that would show up on QAnon. Like, you have no data at all. It's just your belief, and you present it as fact that Major League Baseball tricked out the balls to hurt pitchers then and to help pitchers now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but what about the cracking down on the substance for those same pitchers who are having success over shortstops and keeping their prices
well,
down.
Well, no, now they're bringing up. Yeah, they're bringing up. You can't.
It doesn't make sense then. Mm. Why would he want to crack down on it?
Yeah, because the shortstops that should be, they shouldn't be hitting. That does pose a little bit of a problem.
Pete's a little bit inconsistent
with Pete's theory. Yeah, that poses just a little bit of a
problem. Pete, you're
kind
of fighting against yourself with some of your conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's the bigger issue, is manipulating the baseball, but then cracking down on pitchers using substances to get hitters out. Yeah, it definitely is a contradiction.
Because if they manipulated baseballs for hitting,
would you put it past them to, hey, there's a lot of big-name pitchers coming up. Let's juice up the baseball.
That doesn't.
I wouldn't put it past them.
I would.
How?
To
Rob
put it past
Manfred
them
is
that,
the biggest joke and cheater and a-hole.
You think Rob Manfred says, there's a lot of free agent pitchers coming up. Free agent pitchers are going to get paid. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. I think if you juice balls, it's because you want more runs for TV because you think runs equal excitement, when really all they got to do is field entire teams of TikTokers and YouTubers. You really want to make more money? Let the Seattle Mariners gut the whole roster, fill them with TikTokers and YouTubers. Watch how many people are watching their games. 60 million? 70 million? Are you kidding me? They would have so many people. Look at Jake Paul and Logan Paul. These guys got Showtime boxing deals. They're YouTubers. Listen. I don't want to tell you how to run your business, Major League Baseball, but you better start getting some of these YouTubers and TikTokers involved with some of your baseball teams if you really want people to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Zerline could care less about, you know, watching baseball on a daily basis. But if you throw some YouTubers and TikTokers in there, I guarantee my son is going to check, at least on House of Highlights.
That could be your only platform. Who cares if 60 million people are going to watch it?
I mean, 100 million people are watching dodgeball games and whatnot. Like, NFTs are worth how much?
If Jake or Logan did join a major league team,
and they're considered
the highest rated game?
Yeah.
You believe that?
No, I do. I know that.
Except you couldn't even put it on TV because most of those kids are like, broadcast television?
Yeah,
I
got to
go
tricky.
Find the channel?
Well, no, you put it on the internet,
too. You have
too.
To put it on the internet. So, because those kids ain't looking.
Now, House of Highlights gets it, too.
Yeah. So, you know, MMA, Dana has welcomed and actually got in bed with this group, and I'm forgetting their names. There's like five YouTubers who live in a house together, and Dana's like all on board with them because he gets it. He understands the marketing, and I can't remember what their names are, but they do different videos with different fighters and things like that. Baseball doesn't know how to grasp that. Basketball actually is a little old school with it too. They still think they just cruise in on LeBron James and everything's fine. And they have great star power in basketball. I'm not saying they don't. They have some wonderful superstars right now. But I'm just saying, look at the NFTs. Look at meme stocks. Look at the direction that currency is traveling. When I say currency, I mean, you know, with influencers and people unboxing things. And what you think is the standard definition of marketing now and what is appealing to a generation, your generation of sports fan, whoever you are, it is not the same as somebody who is 16, 17, 20 years old. It's going to look a lot different. In 10 years, it's going to look substantially different. Not saying you're not going to still have athletes and all that stuff, but the way that they consume, and I just think the world is going to be so much different in 10 years, especially as it revolves around sports.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcast TV is going to be hard. You're going to be hard-pressed to have an actual cable and satellite system. There's going to be so few people, I think, who are on that.
Yeah. Well, you got to go. It's 10 o'clock.
Well, not yet. He has to talk about being an underdog.
Well, I know, but...
Being a what?
An underdog.
Yeah. Well, every day you could actually end up being an underdog. It depends on how you want to sell. I'm going to jump on today into my account, and I suggest you guys get an account as well. Go to underdogfantasy.com. Now, I want you to hear me out on this because this is unlike anything that anyone else is doing. Underdogfantasy.com, use the promo code radio, make your first deposit. They're going to give you a free $25 bonus in your account. Here's what I'm going to suggest. Take that $25, put it into their upcoming Best Ball Mania 2 tournament. There's going to be over $3.5 million in total prizes. It's a year-long fantasy football contest. You start everybody that you draft. You don't have to have waivers. There's no waiver wires. Pick your best 18 based on their format. And you are going to try to win all the big money by picking that. And if you have somebody that you think is a little bit, you know, a little bit speculative, hey, you can end up hitting a home run with them if you bring them into your team and you play them the entire year and they end up being a star. They've got best ball format as well. And they also have daily and season-long fantasy sports. So that's something that's different than some of the guys. And also their pick 'em contest. This is incredible. You pick more. You can do over-unders tonight for the Nets game. And you can do over-unders on scoring for different players, and you tie multiple ones together, and it ends up being like a parlay. You get a bigger multiplier payout. So check them out for yourself. It's all legal. It's all pays cash, and it's all waiting for you right now. When you go to underdogfantasy.com, use promo code radio today.
Bye, bitch.
Food and rain rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.